Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure. And you're probably saying, wait a minute, Swirsk. What are you doing? It's July 4th. Well, here's how it rolls, folks. So Mitch Rosen, the czar of sports radio, not only in the great city of Chicago, but across the planet, all right? He is planet czar when it comes to sports radio. He says, Chuck, listen, I got Ryan Porth on the line. We need you to fill in on July 4th. And I said, okay, I can do that. And so we're talking Cubs, Sox, Bears, Bulls, whatever you want to talk about until 8 o'clock tonight. I got Leo Stoudaker spinning the dials here. Leo, good to see you. Happy July 4th. And you got the barbecue thing going, right?
No, I'm all here with you. We're probably just going to be eating some fast food later tonight, but we'll barbecue tomorrow, maybe.
All right, well, speak for yourself. But the fireworks, did you catch that last night in Chicago?
I did. I heard them when I was here from the building. It was pretty crazy.
I mean, everybody loves a good fireworks show. I know I do. So it was fantastic. So we're going to tell a lot of stories, but Leo, I got to ask you something. So I'm listening to Zach Zaidman, who does a great job on the Cubs broadcast. Now, I'm listening to Zach, and they're giving away Chicago Cut gift certificates for their post-game gifts. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
That's right. That gives you more incentive to have a good game when the Cubs play at home.
Yeah. See, I did Cubs pre and post on WGM Radio way back in the day, and we didn't have a Chicago Cut. They weren't around. So we were given watches. You know, watches. And we're not talking Rolex here. We're just talking like watches. And so the promotions department, Marlene Wells, who I love, and sales, they would give me this huge box of watches. So after you would interview Sean Dunstan, Rick Sutcliffe, Ryan Sandberg, so on and so forth, or an opposing player, you give them a watch. So it's great. So, hey, thanks so much. Here's a watch. Next game. Hey, thanks so much. Here's a watch. Club goes on the road. They come back about week, 10 days later. Hey, Chuck, you got a minute? Sure. Hey, that watch you gave me, you know, I gave it to a family friend, and the watch doesn't work. Oh, okay, well, I'll get you another watch. About 2 days later, different player. Hey, Chuck, you got a second about that watch? So, I mean, it's not a good look, but you can't go wrong with Chicago Cut, right? So, anyway, we've got a lot of things going on. And here's the story. I love baseball. And I'm going to get into the Sandberg game because we're going to replay the Sandberg show, right? Coming up at 8 o'clock. Is that right, Leo? So, we're going to replay that. But I've got a story about the Sandberg game, not on the field. Because by now you've heard of it. Even if you're in your 20s or 30s, you weren't even around for the Sandberg game. Over the last, really, week and a half, 2 weeks, you've heard plenty about the heroics of Ryan Sandberg and that magnificent game against the Cardinals. But I was in the radio booth, and I am the only living member left that was in the radio booth that day. And it was crazy, to say the least, with the personal dynamics of on-air ego. I'm going to tell that story in a few minutes. But I got to get on my soapbox for a second, because all I've been reading about with the Cubs, it's been a most disappointing season for the Cubs. I would say the two biggest disappointments in baseball, Cubs and Blue Jays. I was expecting a lot out of the Blue Jays this year. It hasn't happened. I think they are going to be major sellers. When's the trade deadline? This month, right? Late this month?
End of this month, the 31st.
End of the month, on the 30th, right? Somewhere around there. So I'm saying to myself, all right, Blue Jays, you can book it. They are going to be sellers. And only if the ownership allows that front office to make moves. Because I think that front office is in trouble. in Toronto. I don't know that, but one would presume that they're going to make some moves. With the Cubs, Jed Hoyer is safe. That's not the issue. I don't have any problems with Jed Hoyer. I don't know him. I'm just a Joe bag of donuts, right? I'm just a fan, just like you. I mean, I watch games, I listen to games, and I am Joe bag of donuts. But here's the issue with the Cubs, and it's well documented. We see it every game. The hitting has been awful. Starting pitching's great. Bullpen, horrible. But here's the thing that I'm going to go against everyone. I want to be a buyer at the deadline, not a seller. I want Jed Hoyer to be a buyer and not a seller. There's six out right now from the third slot in the wild card, right? They trail San Diego by six, but only five of the loss column. They got the Angels coming to town for a weekend series. The Angels have the third worst record in the American League. White Sox, A's, Angels. And the Angels can never get it together. Seriously. I mean, they spend tons of money and it just backfires. When's the last time? You want a stat? I'll give you a stat on Mike Trout, who's already a lock for the Hall of Fame. I love Mike Trout. He can't stay healthy. The last time Mike Trout played on July 4th was 2019. 2019 is the last time he was in the lineup for a July 4th game. Think about that. The Angels are ridiculously bad, and the way they put this club together, so I'm expecting the Cubs have got to win this series. They have got to win this series. If they lose this series at home to the Angels, then I'm saying I'm out of here. I mean, I'm going to move to Kankakee because the Angels are really, really bad. And with Trout out of the lineup, he had that surgery on the torn meniscus with that left knee, what, in early May, I believe. So he's not even around. And I wish him the best. Seems like a great guy. Never met him. Just a Joe bag of donuts. I followed his career. He's been spectacular. I mean, they've already got the plaque made up for him in Cooperstown. But the Angels are a bad, bad ball club. And the Cubs, I'm hoping for a sweep. And quite frankly, they should sweep. But you never know. I mean, at this point, they just have to win a series.
Yeah, because especially with that series, when they have Baltimore and St. Louis after that, that L.A. series is going to be really important because you're going to be facing a couple teams that you really need to beat after that.
I mean, Leo, look at the schedule coming up for the Cubs. They go on the road, right, with Baltimore and St. Louis. And then they got Arizona coming to town, I think, Milwaukee. I'm not sure how that works. But I do know they hit the road. And then, they have the All-Star break. I'm telling you right now, this Angels series is very, very important for this ball club to at least go into that Baltimore series with some confidence. And, you know, without Harper and without Schwarber, the Cubs should have won this series. Philadelphia is loaded. They are really, really good. They're a superb baseball team. Anyway, and the other story is this. So, you know, there's all kinds of rumors about the White Sox. Is Crochet, is Robert, are they up for, you know, trade? You know, I'm thinking to myself, how many wins do the White Sox have? They have 25 wins. Is that correct? 25. Why are there any untouchables with this club? If you can deal Crochet, they've got Crochet now on limited innings, which tells me that they don't want to push the envelope with this guy, right? I mean, I'm not a doctor, but if they're very, very careful based on what's happened with his arm and whatnot, if I'm a contender, why should I give up tons of great prospects if I know I'm limited in how I'm going to use him? Why would you do that? Unless you're saying to yourself, okay, like, I'm going to monitor him and I'm going to rest him and then hopefully we'll build up arm strength in the offseason and we'll take our chances signing him. But I mean, at this point, if you're the White Sox, no one should be an untouchable. Like, no one. If you can get something for Robert and you can back up the truck, you trade him. Same thing with Crochet. You trade him. I mean, as simple as that. That's, again, coming from Joe Bag of Donuts. Just a fan. And that's all I am. I don't have any inside information. I don't have the red phone. I don't. I'm sorry. I'm just a baseball fan who's been watching horrible baseball in the first half of the season. And thank God that we've had basketball news this past week. I mean, you know, I'm still waiting for a couple of blockbuster trades, and that will probably happen after free agency. And I wish DeMar DeRozan well. I don't really know where he's going and what's going on as far as signing trades. But I got to believe that there has to be a team on a short-term deal for him. And I know he wants long-term, but this now is about where he wants to play, how much money he's going to get, and will he go to a contender. And I wish him well. I love DeMar DeRozan as a human being, as a player. Again, future Hall of Famer, that's a lock, period. He is a great, great person. So on that note, we're going to come back. And then when we return, I'm going to tell you about the Sandberg game in the booth. That story coming up next. This is the Swirsk. Chuck Swirsky, Joe Back.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Donuts, 670 The Score.
We're back with Chuck Swirsky on 670 The Score.
And welcome back. This is The Swirsk. Joe Bag of Donuts, Leo Stoudaker behind the glass, putting our show together. We're going to be talking Cubs baseball. Cubs, a big winner today, 10-2 over the Philadelphia Phillies in front of over 40,000 at Wrigley Field. The Ian Happ game, a career high, 6 RBIs, 11 total bases. Very good win against a solid Philadelphia ball club. Meantime, Cleveland beat the White Sox 8-4, and the White Sox fall to 9-35 on the road. But there's also a silver lining here. Sox bullpen getting it done of late. Last 8 games, a combined 0.86 earn run average. Baseball coverage on The Score presented by T-Mobile. You can switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Okay, I promised you, and again, you can put the burger and the brats down and the beverage down, and you put a hold on the fireworks. And again, it's July 4th. Many thanks to all the men and women serving our country for your courage, for your service, for your passion, for the flag. I love it. My father was a career naval officer. I grew up on a naval base, and I love the military for what it teaches you about discipline and honor and serving others. It's fantastic. So, again, have a great July 4th. Please be safe, by the way. So, here's my Sandberg story, because coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, our salute to Sandberg. Is that right, Leo? That's going to be the show, right? A replay?
That's right. We'll be playing that again at 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, I am going to share a story with you about the Sandberg game, because you featured Bob Costas because he was doing the NBC game on June 23rd, 1984. I'm sports director at WGN. I'm doing pre and post Cubs baseball. Now, back in the day, they did not have games on television Monday through Sunday. I mean, it just didn't work that way. They had a game of the week. NBC did a game of the week. And the game of the week was at Wrigley Field, Cardinals and Cubs. The Cubs had just made a deal 2 weeks prior to acquire Rick Sutcliffe from Cleveland for Joe Carter. And as a matter of fact, as a side story, I did a weekly show with Dallas Green, who is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. I would go into his office. Arlene Gill, rest her soul, was Dallas's executive secretary. And so I would always show up. Chuck, have a seat outside the office. Dallas would call me in. I'd say, Dallas, we're going to go over this story, this story, this story. Make sure that we're all on the same page. Yeah, and one thing, working with Dallas Green, he was great. Not good, but great. Anything went. He didn't care. He just said, Chuck, you know what? Just whatever you want to ask me is great. I said, okay. And so we were talking about maybe a week before he made that deal with Cleveland. And we're talking because I would just let it all hang out. I would tell him what's on my mind about the club, everything. I'm serious, Leo. I had that type of relationship with Dallas. So they were looking for pitching because the year before, they traded Buckner to Boston for Dennis Eckersley. So I said, Dallas, you know how much I'm a baseball fan. And again, there was no internet back in the day. No internet, no phones, nothing. So I go, Dallas, you know, I'm looking at some teams that just are rebuilding. I said, Cleveland's got two veteran pitchers that I'm sure are available. And I said, you probably know this. I don't need to tell you. But it's Burt Blyleven and Rick Sutcliffe. And he goes, who do you like? I said, I really like Sutcliffe. I liked him with the Dodgers. And I'm not sure exactly what happened there with Tommy Lasorda, but I like Sutcliffe a lot. And so we were just talking about other pitchers. And so sure enough, he swings this major trade, gives up the number one prospect in the Cubs system, Joe Carter. That Joe Carter, who won the World Series for Toronto over Philadelphia, you know, the classic Tom Cheek, the broadcaster for the Blue Jays, you'll never hit a bigger homer, round the bases, Joe, the whole bit. So Joe Carter goes to Cleveland. And so now, you know, you fast forward 2 weeks later, it's the Sandberg game. And Bob Costas is doing the game with Tony Kubek, who was a fantastic analyst. Great player with the Yankees, shortstop, back in the heyday in the 60s and whatnot. So it's Costas in the national TV booth. The radio side, you had Harry Carey would slip over and go to radio, the radio booth. He would just slide over. And so Harry would do the first three and the last three on radio. And Milo Hamilton, the regular radio announcer, would do the middle three on nationally televised games. The Cubs were never on national TV, but today they were, back then. So Harry had the option, if he wanted to do extra innings. If he didn't want to do extra innings, he would just say, hey, Milo, how's the 10th? But again, on this particular day, gorgeous day in Chicago, places packed, and Harry decided he wanted to do extra innings. So you know the story. Sandberg homers off Bruce Sutter. The Cubs win in 11. And as soon as the game is over, Harry takes his scorebook and says, Milo will have the totals at a moment. Now, just to give you a little history, the relationship with Milo and Harry was not good. And that's an understatement. Because in 1980, Jack Brickhouse, who I worked with for a number of years, Jack handpicked Milo Hamilton as his successor when Jack was going to retire after the 81 season. Milo had been broadcasting the Pirates. So here you have a handpicked successor to the great Jack Brickhouse, greatest sports broadcaster in Chicago history, period, no debate. And you had his successor, Milo Hamilton, working with Lou Boudreau and Vince Lloyd. Those two, in itself, Vince and Lou, had the greatest chemistry ever. I mean, they were fantastic. Great. Vince Lloyd, in my opinion, one of the most underrated sports broadcasters in the city, in the history of the city. But on that particular day, Harry did three, first three, last three, Milo, middle three. And you could tell something was happening and it was percolating. In the tiny little booth, not today's booth, where you can actually live, in that little Wrigley Field booth, you had Harry Carey, Milo Hamilton, Lou Boudreau, Vince Lloyd, our engineer was Don Albert, and me. And Vince and Lou would, you know, come in and out, occasionally do color. It was crazy. The game ends, an exciting game. And Harry was on top of his game. He was a masterpiece that game. It was vintage Harry Carey on radio. He brought the drama. He brought the excitement. He brought the passion. He brought the enthusiasm. It was fantastic. It was a great call. And then at the end of the game, he goes, hey, Milo will have the totals in a moment. Harry gets the scorebook, leaves the booth, and in one sweeping motion, and in the booth was Vince, Lou, myself, and Don Albert. In one sweeping motion at the desk, Milo takes his right arm and takes everything off the table. Cups go flying in the air. Water splashes on the shirt of Vince Lloyd. I'm looking at this. I mean, like, at the time, I'm, what, 29, 30 years old. And I'm thinking, you got to be crazy. I mean, this, and I kept my mouth shut. And to his credit, to Milo, who had a temper tantrum of all of 15, 20 seconds because he wasn't able to call the winning game, Don Albert says, Milo, we're on in 10 seconds. He collected himself, and you would never have known there was an issue. That is a true story. And, you know, it was just so bizarre because truth of the matter is, Harry, when he was with the White Sox working with Jimmy Pearsall, Harry was so outspoken and so opinionated and really went after coaches, managers, everybody, players. When I arrived in August of 79, I'm 25 years old. I'm in a hotel room. I'm doing sports talk on another radio station nightly, 7 to 11. And so I got here a week before I was on the air for training. You know, here's your studio. Here's how you turn the mic on. Here's where a wire machine is. Again, we didn't have any internet. We didn't have phones. So we went through a training from 8 to 5. I would go back, Leo, to the hotel, and I would watch the White Sox. They had a series. You can look this up. In late August, they had a series at Milwaukee. I turned on the TV. I think it was Channel 44, and Harry is killing Tony La Russa just unmercifully, just questioning his managerial ability, and Jimmy's in the booth. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Oh, I've never heard of, quote-unquote, home team broadcasters going after a manager and a player. I mean, this was like, wow. And then when Harry got the Cubs job, because the Tribune Company bought the Cubs, and Andy McKenna, unbelievable gentleman. I loved Andy. Jim Dowdle, awesome guy. Dan Fabian, fabulous. They recruited Harry to leave the White Sox for the Cubs. Harry changed. You talk about one end of the spectrum to the other regarding Harry. Leo, he went from going after players and managers hard. I'm talking hard. And Dallas Green and Andy McKenna and Jim Dowdle told Harry, those days are over. You can be the toast of Chicago, but you're not going after a manager. You're not going after players. And Harry bought in. He drank the Kool-Aid. And Harry changed his entire persona and personality and broadcast delivery and style and became a household legend. Legend. It was unbelievable. That period of time in broadcasting in baseball here in Chicago. And the White Sox really had some really good broadcasters. I mean, they had Don Drysdale, Hawk, of course, Joe McConnell, very underrated broadcaster in many sports. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you, Leo. And you're way too young.
That was incredible. No, that was super cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching this unfold in front of my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, where's that door? And I had to do post-game right after, you know, they did the totals.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to take some calls. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. This is Chuck Swirsky. Always a pleasure. Back with more in a moment. 670 The Score.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.